Today's verse is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Today's 2 Chronicles verse is very similar to Wednesday's verse, Psalm 51:16-17. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Those verses about repentance were written by David, and these words today were given to his son Solomon by God, after Solomon finished the temple. David, in the psalm, was saying that God will not despise a broken and contrite heart. In other words, God will not reject somebody who knows he has done wrong and knows he needs the grace of God. Similarly, in this verse from 2 Chronicles, God is telling Solomon about his grace when his people repent. Basically, if God's people repent, then he will forgive them. This verse is pretty straightforward, but let's take a quick look at what's involved in each part. First, the condition of repentance. There's four components that all go hand in hand. One, humbling themselves, where I realize I am not God, and in fact, I need God. Unfortunately, often it takes reaping some of the consequences of sin for us to see this. For instance, Jonah, which we read about a few weeks ago, for him, it took him being hurled into the sea for him to literally turn around and go towards where God wanted. So one is humbling themselves. Two and three, grouping them together, is pray and seek God's face. This is where we go to God in prayer, which is the primary way we seek him. Wronging God makes us ashamed to come before him, but we depend on his mercy and grace. In Old Testament times, and like we practice especially during Lent, the act of fasting may help with being focused in praying and seeking God. And finally, four, turning from their wicked ways. This is repentance, turning away from sin. As in any relationship during reconciliation, we do our best to not make the same mistake again. That's the condition. And the promise of forgiveness from God also has multiple components. For this, one, God will hear from heaven, meaning our prayers do not go to deaf ears, but God hears them from his throne in heaven. Two, God will forgive their sins. It's amazing that we find it difficult to forgive other people when they wrong us, yet God loves us so much that he gave his only son to forgive us. And three, he heals our land. For the Israelites, the condition of their land was an indication of God's presence. Because of their disobedience again and again, God gave their land to the Babylonians for some time during exile, but he would give it back to them later on to the remnant. For us today, as God's people, this probably does not apply in terms of physical land, but it's still true in the sense that the blessings of a right relationship with God spill over into other areas of our lives. From physical healing sometimes when we pray, to a right view of money, and so on. Of course, it's not that being right with God guarantees earthly blessings, but God definitely takes care of us in practical ways when we seek him first. Okay, we went a little in depth for the verse, but zooming out again, it's about God's grace when we truly repent. And we can be even more sure of this promise because of what Jesus has done on the cross. The criminal who was on the side of Jesus, hanging on the cross as well, when he was crucified, was a clear example of this verse in action. When that criminal humbled himself before Jesus, Jesus promised him life in heaven. So let's keep heeding these invitations and come to God with our sins. Repentance from ungodly habits may take time. Turning from sin probably won't go perfectly. But let's cling to this awesome promise of God, who hears us, forgives us, and desires to bless us. Let's pray. Dear God, we just thank you for who you are, and just throughout the Bible, time and time again, we see your forgiveness when when God's people realize the ways that they have gone wrong and humble themselves and turn to you. Lord, we thank you that you hear from heaven, Lord, that you forgive us, and that you desire to bless us. You desire this relationship with us to be made right, and that we would stay close to you. Lord, so we pray for your Spirit to help us to just surrender any sins to you, and that we would just realize this joy of being in a relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.